Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, we went from the great resignation to suddenly the great stuck in a job that you hate. We'll pick up the conversation on this topic in just a moment. But right now, I want to welcome in Tim Brando of Fox Sports, who was had some conflicts with scheduling, but has worked us in. And I sure do appreciate that, Tim. How you doing?
I'm good, David. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. And my apologies for some of that confusion. But hey, it's the holidays and things happen domestically from time to time, but I'm good.
Things happen domestically from time to time. No truer words have ever been spoken. From a great sports mind comes a philosophy for life from Tim Brando. Tim, I wanted to have you on today because I really was surprised at first by the large number of college football teams that have been refusing bids and invitations to play in games that aren't part of the playoff system. But then I got to thinking about it. We don't do this in any other sport. It's only in football where we have these lanyap extra games after the season's over that really are not meaningful in terms of standings or records or anything else, but they are profitable and they are fun and they are, have been historically rewarding. But now, so many teams are going, no, we don't want to do that. Baseball, you either go to the College World Series or you go home. Basketball, you either go to the Big Dance or the NIT or you go home. In football, we had these extraneous games, and now increasingly teams don't want to participate. What's up with that?
Well, it's a byproduct of what has happened with regard to the college game, college football in particular, trying to have what is, in fact, a far more American approach to its postseason, which is a playoff. That's what we have also in every other sport. You talk about the unique aspects of college football that are different than the other sports, and that's never been more true, and it's been true historically. We used to determine the national champions before, in my lifetime, before the bowl games ever took place. Famously in 1969, right after the 68 election, Richard Nixon brought the Associated Press National Championship Trophy to Texas after they beat Arkansas in what was deemed the game of the century when I was 12 years old. And I, you look back on that, Notre Dame would then later play Texas in the Cotton Bowl, and it wouldn't have mattered had Notre Dame won. Texas still would have been national champions. Now, Texas didn't win the game, but that's we've really evolved a great deal in the 40 years that I've been doing this, starting at ESPN in 85 when I left Louisiana, and now 40 years later at Fox, where I currently reside and have been for 12 years. The bottom line is we have improved in terms of trying to determine what has always been a mythical national championship in college football. We have always had true national champions through a tournament in basketball with the NCAA tournament. College football is not under the jurisdiction of the NCAA monetarily whatsoever. There was a lawsuit brought in 1984 by the universities of Oklahoma and Georgia, which was won in the Supreme Court, which changed college football forever. In those days, only a couple of games were ever seen nationally, and they were all on ABC. We have now this proliferation of games through cable television and now digital, and we have networks now named after conferences that are on cable television.
That is so wild when you think about it. Yeah, there is
a lot has changed.
An SEC network. It is kind of wild compared to just a couple of generations ago.
And an ACC network, which by the way, is in business, at least partially, with Notre Dame. Notre Dame has a business agreement to play 5 ACC teams per year and then compete in every other sport within the confines of the ACC, and yet they remain independent in college football. Now, you go figure all this out. I mean, if someone were coming in from another planet and they were trying to survey the sports landscape, they would say, what in the hell has been going on in college football? Because it really has been flying in different directions without much navigation for a long, long time. I would tell you that so much of what's happened here with the bowl situation and with Notre Dame not participating and saying, no, we're not, is based on really the flaws within the system of choosing the 12 teams that are going to play for the college football playoff. And we are in our infancy in terms of 12 teams, because this is only the second year that that's happened. And when Notre Dame, after winning 10 consecutive games, was left out in favor, really, of Alabama, who was playing in an SEC championship game and lost by a lot to Georgia, and did not move at all, stayed right where they were, then the committee decided to flip-flop Miami, which is an ACC full member, for Notre Dame, and Notre Dame was left out. So obviously the Irish and their leadership are very upset, and their players, now players are, as you know, being compensated, and they are getting ready for what's next in their careers. Their veteran players are getting ready for NFL combines, and they want to protect themselves. They don't want to get hurt. And so
Notre Dame doing it out of protest and to protect players. But what about the Kansas State, Kansas, Iowa State, Florida State, Auburn, UCF, Baylor, Rutgers, Temple?
Sure.
I mean, they're all not participating.
For a variety of reasons, mostly because of coaching changes. You've got brand new coaches coming in to places like Kansas State and Iowa State. Because the Penn State coach is now the former Iowa State coach. The Kansas State coach suddenly determined he would retire, which meant the Texas A&M offensive coordinator, Colin Klein, is going back to his alma mater to coach. And we also have, and this is another thing you've got to consider, David, is that we are in a situation now with regard to the college football playoff and the bowl system, that compensation for players also means they've got to make determinations on whether they are going to stay with a given school or transfer through the transfer portal. And that transfer portal date is now. It's in December. So they're making decisions. Most of these players are making decisions on where they're going to play next year. They're not necessarily going to stay, take their final exams, have a Christmas break like everybody else, and then come back for the next semester. No, they are going to be transferring. And they've got to make a determination where they're going to go in the portal. And then you have National Signing Day, which comes in early January. So coaches and players are making major decisions about their short-term futures at a time when bowl bids are being delivered after the college football reveal of those teams getting in the playoff and those teams going to bowl games would be announced. It has been mentioned that somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to – $60 million in losses could be incurred by the bowl system because of these big exits. Notre Dame brings a lot of eyeballs to games. Had they played BYU, yes, it's a glorified exhibition. It really doesn't mean anything. It's not a part of the playoff because those teams are not in it. But at the same time, even though it's a quality television show for ESPN, it doesn't mean anything. But the team that's replacing Notre Dame is not going to attract the same audience that Notre Dame would have. So it's got physical ramifications on college football, without a doubt. We're in the middle of seeing a situation where we've got to blow up a failed, flawed system on how we're determining which teams are going into this CFP. And then we have to find a way, if there is one, to save the bowls in and of themselves. I personally believe the way to go is for these people that are advertising on bowls and these people that are in communities like my own in Shreveport, where I'm from, born and raised. The Independence Bowl has been around longer than only 10 other bowls. But our game and our community is one that means a great deal to a lot of people. Same would be true for a lot of other bowl sites in this country. I think the best thing to do would be to get rid of bowls and move them to the very beginning of the season. And have the first week of games have matchups, intersectional matchups.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That could be sponsored by bowls around the country as an introductory week into college football. Right now we call it week zero. Why do we call it week zero? Why don't we just call it bowl week? We'll have games involving teams in neutral sites to start the season before they actually start playing in their home field.
Yeah, we've seen LSU do this for years, but yeah, let's expand it. Across college football, have the bowls before the season. That is interesting, because that was my next question, was where do we go from here? Yeah. And do you expect, if we don't do something like that, then more and more teams that don't make the playoffs will refuse to participate? And can we go more than 12 teams? Clearly, we can't go 64 like basketball, because you can't play
We're
that many
go to
football.
16. 16. We're going to go to 16, and we may go to 16 as soon as next year. And my guess is, The problem here is the powers that be, the commissioners of the conferences, because as I said before, the NCAA sanctions bowl games, okay, for some strange reason. They don't need to. We need the people that govern college football to make all college football decisions. As I said, the NCAA does not have any jurisdiction, and nor does it have reap any financial benefit from college football. And yet, for some reason, the presidents of these schools want them to be in charge of policing. And by the way, they don't do a very good job of it. Two, and then they want them to set the dates for the portal and for the signing dates, which are the absolute worst times for the portal dates and the signing dates to come up. We've got teams and players that are going to be playing in this playoff that also are trying to determine where they're going to play football next year.
Yeah, we saw what happened with Ole Miss and LSU. I mean,
that's Exhibit A right there. That's Exhibit A. The coach that's about to take his team into the playoff to participate for a national championship is torn to such a degree that he walks away from his team, albeit for him a great opportunity. That's wrong. That's fundamentally wrong. We need to fix that. Okay. It's You can be, listen, some can be critical of Lane. Certainly I have been in spots, but I understand why he was in the situation he was in.
But he never should have been in that situation. Yeah, I mean.
Exactly. We need to stop that. We need to fix that. And the best way to do it is to get the NCAA the hell out of college football altogether. And if the leaders of the sport, and when I say leaders, I mean the commissioners of the conferences, particularly the four power conferences, if they don't get together and start working in unison for the good of the game, not just for the good of their constituency, we're going to see this thing just flying out of control, and we're going to see some fan revolt to it. We are, because fans see what's going on. It's pretty obvious to them.
Tim Brando, I really appreciate your carving out some time for us and joining us. Fox Sports NFL and college football commentator, Louisiana native, and always a always a friend of WWL. We appreciate your kind of painting the picture of this huge mess we're in, and we'll have to see if we can find our way out of it.
Well, I'm happy to do it. Thank my wife, too.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Brando. We appreciate it.
We'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Tim. Yeah, what do we do? Because if we don't go to a 16-game playoff, and are the bowls dead? Are these meaningless bowls that happen outside of the playoff system going to just wither on the vine and die with more and more teams refusing to participate for a variety of reasons? Is it going to turn into more of what we see in other sports? I don't know, but I know it's a big mess, and we'll see. They keep trying different things in college football, and it seems the mess just keeps getting messier. We'll continue this conversation if you want to talk about people hating their jobs after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.